Good morning, everyone. We welcome you to our services here at Grace Bible Church, and we're glad that you are here in our call to worship this morning. I was reading again in Psalm 55, which ever since college days has been such a very, very important psalm in my personal life. And I thought about this in regard to Mike Threet, as he's going to be leaving tomorrow, I believe. Is that right? Headed up to UAB? Is that right? And if you would please, look with me at verse 22. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. That verse of Scripture has been such a challenge to me through the years that we all have burdens, right? We all have burdens. They all take various forms. It can be medical. It could be social. It can be marital. It could be, you go down the list of all the possible job-related burdens that we have. What am I supposed to do with that burden? Bible says here and in other locations as well, we're to cast that burden upon the Lord. And it says, he shall sustain thee. He'll be the one that just comes up underneath and sustains and upholds. And then he says, he will never suffer the righteous to be moved. That encouragement, folks, is what allows us to be able to get up in the morning and to be able to go out through our days, no matter what burden we have, we can take it and we can cast it upon him. I want to encourage you, and as we remember Brother Mike this week in prayer, and I hope that all of you will do that every day as he goes up to UAB, that we're to cast this burden upon the Lord, and he will sustain Mike and Sharon and Allison and Laura and Brian. Just go down the list of all the folks in their family and in our church family. The Lord will sustain them all. But what do we have to do with burden first? We have to cast it on him. He'll care for it. When you cast it, he'll take it and he'll run with it. And we need to understand that and know that. And what a blessing it is to know the Lord Jesus Christ, the sustainer of every one of us who know him as his child.